2 Kings chapter 19, verses 35 to 37, 2 Chronicles 32, 20 to 23, and Isaiah 37, 36 to 38. I'll concentrate on the 2 Chronicles 32, 20 to 23 passage. God's action. In the previous discourses, we've been looking at God's answer in three parts. And you might say, well, it's just a promise, just a series of promises. Well, my friend, now we come to the performance. God is not just a God of promise. He's a God who promises and performs. And what a performance. If you put these three passages together, 2 Kings 19, 2 Chronicles 32, and Isaiah 37, you come up with this, my friend. Overnight, out of the host of the Sennacherib army, 185,000 died overnight. Soldiers, officers, leading men, and Sennacherib withdrew in disgrace. And he became just a footnote in history. He went to the temple of his god, and his sons killed him, even while he was at his worship in his temple. Let me just read the 2 Chronicles 32 passage. King Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, cried out in prayer to heaven about this. That's the letter and so on, the threat. And the Lord sent an angel who annihilated all the fighting men and the leaders and officers in the camp of the Assyrian king. So he withdrew to his own land in disgrace. And when he went into the temple of his god, some of his sons cut him down with the sword. I'll just pause there. This man is cut down, and he dies, and he goes down into the grave. I think as the prophet Ezekiel speaks about the kings in the tombs, welcoming the great dictators as they come. The great leveler strikes. But you see, it's not just accident or luck or chance or even schemes by his sons that does this. Yes, there are secondary causes, no doubt, throughout. But the primary cause is God. Let me read it to you again. The Lord sent an angel. The Lord did it. It was the Lord, verse 22. So the Lord saved Hezekiah and the people of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, king of Assyria, and from the hand of all others. He took care of them on every side. He gave them rest on every side. It was the Lord working for the prosperity and the deliverance and the redemption, if it were, from the hand of Sennacherib. It was the Lord who intervened. There's 185,000 dead. This striking down of the Sennacherib, this disgrace, this reducing him to a footnote in history, it's all of the Lord. The Lord did it. The Lord did it. It wasn't man. What a wonderful thing. And how much prosperity came to Hezekiah and Judah. It goes on, many brought offerings to Jerusalem for the Lord and valuable gifts for Hezekiah, king of Judah. From then on, he was highly regarded by all the nations. No doubt they were delighted and relieved that this Sennacherib was gone. Just as in 1945, Europe, the whole world, was relieved that Hitler was finished and abolished and annihilated from the earth. What a turnaround. What a change. Man is nothing in all this. It's God who is sovereign. We find this in James 4, we find it in 1 Peter 5, is humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, brother and sister. Put not our trust in princes, it's not men and circumstances, it's God. But look, what a turnaround. Don't despair. The darkest hour is before the dawn. Keep looking to the promise of God. Keep looking to God himself. Keep trusting in Christ. Keep hoping. He's almost defeated, this Hezekiah. We might be almost defeated, but God gives him the victory in a sovereign, mighty way. What a glorious return around these events are. What an encouragement it is for us. But what a word it is for the unbeliever too. God has made his promises about Christ coming and the judgment. It is appointed unto all men once to die, and then the judgment. And we read words like this in Scripture. Sudden, thief, unexpected. Out of a clear blue sky, this will suddenly come. Do you know your breath, my friend, is in the hand of God? I know it by personal experience. Death can come in a moment. I'm not being melodramatic, it is a truth. I'm not trying to be melodramatic. I'm saying the sovereign truth here. Be ready. Death is on the road, as Gadsby said. Prepare to meet your God, as Amos said. Remember, it is vain to resist God. Isaiah 45, verse 9. Hebrews 10, 31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. He is the sovereign God, Romans 9. Isaiah 45, 9. Clay. It's no good for clay to fight against the potter. Men are just potsherds. Broken pottery. God is the great potter. Our times are in his hand. This is a wonderful word of comfort for the believer. And I hope, brothers and sisters, we shall take it. I want to take it with me today. God is sovereign. He will keep his word, however dark the situation might look. He will preserve his own. He will advance his cause. It's a convicting word too. I hope it's a converting word. Unbeliever, be ready to meet with God, for you will have to meet him. Let me close with a hymn by Joseph Irons. It's on this very point of God's promises and his performance. Amidst the wealth of Bible stores and gems the eye of faith explores, none with such joy and comfort fill as Jesus covenant shall and will. Delightful words, the king's decrees, which rule all heaven and earth and seas, all things in time until time shall end, upon his shalls and wills depend. Why are not feeble saints destroyed? Why are not promises made void, and sin my utter ruin proved? His shalls and wills remain unmoved. The weak become both strong and bold while on these words faith keeps her hold. Mountains must melt and waves be still, obeying Jesus's shall and will. These potent words subdued my heart and made the love of sin depart. What a thought! These words are a sanctifying word, too. Christ said, my purpose I'll fulfill. You shall submit, and reign I will. These words a sovereign power conveyed, confirmed each promise he had made. My ifs and buts I laid aside, and now in shalls and wills confide. That's how Joseph Irons saw it. He was right, wasn't he? We see it in Scripture. Here is Hezekiah at his beam's end, down on his uppers. Defeat is staring him in the face. Hezekiah, no hope at all. Accept the promise of God. And God gives his promise. And now in this discourse, what are we seeing? God in action. God, the God of promise. God, the performing God. Sinner, be warned. Saints, be delighted and encouraged, and go on in hope, for Christ's sake. Amen.